how people weather hailstorms. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. We've all heard stories about golf ball and baseball-sized hail denting cars and damaging houses. So that prompted Lee Greenfield of Washington, D.C. to ask why we never hear about people getting hurt by hail. We checked with Harold Brooks, a research meteorologist at the National Severe Storm Lab in Norman, Oklahoma. He says hailstones have to be a couple inches in diameter to cause injury.
But hail of that size is pretty rare. And hail that could really seriously hurt you, getting you baseball size and larger. There aren't very many storms each year that do that. And even within a storm that does produce hail that size, not very many of the stones are that big. Most of the stones are much smaller than that.
Brooks adds that the worst hailstorms happen in the West, where population density is low, reducing the chances of getting hit even more. That doesn't mean the risk is zero, though.
We know that there have been a couple of small plane crashes that have been associated with hail. And so we know there have been at least a few fatalities in the United States. So it's not that people don't get hurt or killed by hail. It's just that in industrialized countries, it's not very common.
If you've got a science question, hail us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use it on the show, you'll get a free Science Update mug. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.